Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Hey, my name is Duncan, and I've been trying to do it for a couple of days, but I've been trying to connect my Facebook, like, to the email that y'all sent me, but when I'm doing that, I get to the point where it says create new Facebook assets, and then I click the link and I made, like, the page for it, but it's still not letting me, like, continue and, like, grant access, so I don't know what to do about that.
Got it. I apologize to hear about that, but I sure can further assist you with that. Let me just pull up the account. Let's see. Just to confirm, phone number associated to the account is the one that we're currently on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. And just to confirm, you mentioned you already have a Facebook business page created, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. All right. Let's see here. And would it be possible for you to grant us or to try granting us access while we're on the phone?
I have access to the Facebook right now.
Okay, that would be great. Do you want me to resend the link, or do you still have it on your end?
I'm on it right now. I just can't, like, so you give it access, like, you click the link, mm-hmm. and then it says create a page, like, I guess it's like a sub page. I created that page, and then I press continuing and then create new access, but it's like it won't let me continue, and I've already, like, created the page, so it's like I'm stuck here.
But before you created another page, you already have an existing one. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And when you try to grant access, because just to confirm, Facebook business pages cannot be created without a personal Facebook account, right? And if you're trying mm-hmm. to grant access through your phone, I just wanted to confirm if on the Facebook application, did you switch it to your business page when you granted us access, or was it just on your personal profile?
I created a whole new Facebook page just for it.
Just for the business?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you currently logged in to that page or to that Facebook account?
Yeah.
All right. Let me just check here. Can you probably send me a link to that Facebook page for me to check and verify? You can get the link from your page profile, and then if possible, can you send it through text?
Okay, I will.
All right.
So what number do I text it to? This one?
You can send it to this phone number, 877-635-6225.
Okay. Okay, I'll send the link.
All right. Let me pull it up and check. All right, so this one that you created shows to be a personal Facebook account.
How do I switch it to business?
All right, well, I sure can walk you through in creating a Facebook business page. Are you logged into that Facebook account right now?
Yeah. I created a business one and like it got like the professional desk. I can send you. Hold on, let me send you the link to this one as well.
Okay. If you can also send me a link to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, my bad. But this may be a personal too, but this is like what it just had me create.
Okay. Well, if possible, can you open or can you log in to the one that you sent me the link?
I sent the link to both. I just wanted you to double check about the other one.
All right, yeah, let me go ahead and check on it. Please allow me a moment.
Thank you.
For sure. Well, yeah, this one is a business page.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I just created.
All right. And is this linked to the Facebook account that you just sent, or the very first link that you sent?
Yeah, they're linked to the same thing.
Okay. Now, if you can please switch it back to the first link or to the personal profile. Not
okay.
The page.
Oh, okay.
All right. And then please click on the link to grant us access. Or do you want me to resend that?
Grant us access. I click the link. And then connect Meta.
Right. And make sure you're logged into the correct Facebook account.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it was successful.
Oh, it went through?
Uh-huh.
All the way to the last step, just to confirm?
Yeah, it said you did with the estimation.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Let me now go ahead and check for the confirmation. Please allow me a moment, okay?
Okay, and then I got a question after that.
Sure. Sure, yes. Let me just check here. All right, so I just got the confirmation. So, yes, we should then be able to optimize the Facebook business page and then start running Facebook ads from here. And yes, you mentioned you have a question.
Yeah, it was about the things that I needed to verify my Google account, I'm guessing. So do I need to have everything that's on that checklist? Because some of those things, like invoices, I don't have, like, an invoice. But, like, certain stuff I don't have. And then I was going to ask, like, where do I submit that at?
All right. So what is necessary in regards to the Google Business Profile video verification is actually the vehicle. You can just show, you need to make sure that you show the vehicle. You can show the dashboard when you start the vehicle, make sure it's running. And then also you would need to show the equipment that you use for the business and any business documentation, not necessarily invoices. If you have business cards to show in the video, that will work. You can also show your business registration or probably your license, maybe insurance. That should also work.
Mm-hmm. And then could you resend me that link, because I didn't start it and it's like down my list of emails.
Oh yeah, sure, definitely. The email also has a sample recording attached to it. You can actually watch that recording too on how the video was recorded. In case you need something in reference. Video verification. All right, so I just resent the email, and you should be able to receive that in the next minute or two. Let me also make sure that you got manager access to it.
Oh, yeah, because how was, I think it's a me thing, though. I think I just got to figure out my username and password, but I probably need that email, too, if you can.
All right, yeah, I do see it's still pending, which means it has not been accepted yet. Before you can start the video verification, you would need to accept the manager invite. Let me go ahead and resend it to you. And can you provide me with the email address to where, the email address that we will be adding as manager?
Could I change it from, like, my primary email address? Like, could I change that email?
As long as it's an email, yes, that should work.
Okay. I want to change it to DuncanFaison03@gmail.com. I can spell it if you need.
To confirm, that's DuncanFaison03@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. You put D-U-N-C-A-N, right?
D-U-N-C-A-N, right.
Okay.
All right. Then FAISON03@gmail.com.
Yep.
And you should be able to receive an email any moment now with a manager invite. Are you able to check and confirm?
Yeah, I can check right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I just got it.
Awesome. So you can also accept the manager invite through that email. And that way, when you start, awesome. So that when you start the verification, you can just click on Get Verified, and then you should then be able to go from there.
I just pressed it set.
Yeah, okay. And I do see that it has been wonderful. So yes, I do see that it has been successfully accepted. So you can then start the video verification from there. And is there maybe anything else that you may need assistance with? Do you maybe have any other questions?
I think that's all for now.
Okay. All right. Not a problem. Should there be anything else, please know you can always call us back, okay?
Okay. And then this is the number that I always call.
That is correct.
Okay.
And let me just make sure we got everything. But yeah, that should all be it. Yes, thank you so much for your time today and for calling, Duncan.
All right, I appreciate it.
For sure. Thank you. You have a great rest of the day.
You as well.
Thank you.